that featherweight championship. Those ladies, I've worked now with all of them, except for Janai. She's ducking me. Or I don't know if Selena is letting her duck me, but all those ladies, I will say, as much as we hate each other, they all are, they have a special place in my heart. You know, I've beaten all the women in MLW. So, Janai's next.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an episode here at Astrid Ass on Body Slam Donut, which is the premiere, so this is exciting. For those of you that don't know me, I am Astrid. I'm the host of Astrid Ass, and some of the people call me the natural here. First of all, you probably see me doing writing on Body Slam, but this is the first time I get to do interviews now on Body Slam, so this is pretty exciting for me. So I have to bring somebody special for this. Not only that, the real deal, Zeta Steel, which I love to just say it because it rhymes, and I love it more than anything. How are you, Zeta?
I'm great. I'm a little beat up. Yesterday, I just wrestled Janai Kai, but I'm here. I'm alive.
What body part hurts the most?
Well, I got knocked out. So honestly, I don't even remember the match. Thank God. So maybe I did not technically lose. My body gave up on me, but her kicks, my freaking jaw.
I can't begin to imagine that one. Yeah, I definitely don't want to be you today. That's for sure.
I still look good. I still look good. We're here.
Yes, you do. You very much do. No, it's like to introduce it, to put it like this, Zeta has been somebody that has been like, I can see her on my timeline. And one thing that I like started bringing her my attention was her gear. So we have to discuss that during this whole interview, because it's one of the things, like, I love how it looks. It looks great. But before we get to that part, I definitely gonna want to go back to the beginning when it comes to you and your career in wrestling so far. So what caught your attention in the first place to go from being, I want to be like, just not a fan, but I want to be, you know, the wrestler, be on the other side of it too?
Well, yeah, growing up, wrestling was always on TV. It wasn't until AJ Lee specifically that I was like, oh, I want to do this. Oh, I can do this. I don't know if it's just because I saw myself in her. I don't know if it's just because she didn't look like the other girls. Something little old me connected to her to the point where I was like, all right, I'm a fan, but now I want to do this. I don't know what it is. And I always hope that I can be that, like what AJ Lee was to me, I can be to other little girls. But yeah.
Yeah, I definitely need to touch upon that as well, because one thing that I learned about you by doing my research is being your Arab descent, which is something that I think about, because I can relate in that aspect of like having that representation and wanting to be there for other people as well. So, you know, having that representation be a part of who you are, but also not having be a forefront of like not being a stereotypical, to put it like that, when it comes to your character. You know, how important is that for you, of having that being that representation maybe for somebody else in the future, just like AJ was for you?
Yeah, like AJ Lee connected to me because, I don't know if it was just because she was small, she was a tomboy, whatever it was. I don't want my background, like, I'm here, I'm the Arab girl. Like, I don't want that to be my gimmick, my character. I just want to be entertaining. I want to be larger than life. And it just so happens that I do have that background. So I try not to really push it. But if, you know, if I'm doing interviews, I do want to let it be known, like, hey, guys, I have Arab descent. So when I do make it to TV, I can be that shining light. I can let little Arab Middle Eastern girls know that they can go for it, because it is, in our side of the world, it is so far-fetched. So I want to let it be known, but I also, like I said, I don't want to just be here to fit a quota. Mm-hmm. I want my confidence, my character, my in-ring abilities to be what gets me there.
Yeah, and I can say you're on your way there already, because one of the other things that caught my attention about you as well was not only your charisma, but the way you talk as well. I feel like a lot of wrestlers obviously have that wrestling ability, but it takes them a while, or they lack that part of the talking. And that's one of the things that caught my attention. It's like, this girl knows what she's doing, that confidence and everything. It's like, how does that come from you? It's like, how did you feel like putting that out there in your character too?
Ooh, I guess just years of just being like bullied and just being that quiet, because it's so funny. Like, I guess on the indies right now in wrestling, I'm quote unquote the pretty girl. But growing up, like, I was the ugly friend. I was the tomboy. I'm not, like, 10-year-old me is looking at me now like, that's what I am now. But going into that, I don't know, like, I fake it till I make it, like, I really try, but I also, I don't know, I'm gonna just say I fake it till I make it, because I really don't think I'm all that yet. I'm on my way, but just, once you're out there, you gotta, no one wants to see someone playing a character, no one wants to see you all shy and timid to yourself. You got, especially, I'm a heel majority of the time, so I'm going out there, whether I'm great or not, I'm gonna let it be known, I'm the real deal.
Yeah, and that's one of the questions that I had, I think, for later on, because one of my friends, if I'm not mistaken, if I can go back to it there, I had one of my friends also ask that question, like, how did you think, not only because it rhymes, and obviously I love how clever it is, because that's one of my things when it comes to wording. How did you even come up with, like, calling yourself the real deal, especially when you're just obviously just starting out, to put it like this?
Yeah, so all my faves all have, like, nicknames. You know, Sasha Banks is the boss. AJ Styles is the phenomenal one. I always like a good moniker, a good nickname. So one day I was watching SmackDown, and I can't name you. I want to say it was Sasha Banks, but Michael Cole is just, like, running down the card. And, like, he was like, yeah, Sasha Banks, the real deal. We're just going to pretend he said Sasha. He called someone the real deal. And for whatever reason, the way he said it, the enunciation really was like, oh, I'm the real deal. And I always knew I wanted to be Zeta, because, again, just a little inkling of my Arab side. Mm-hmm. And then just Steel just kind of, because I was like, real deal Zeta does not roll. And then Steel just presented itself. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go with it. And I thought it was so smart. It was so clever. And I started recently, like, wrestling a lot more at the H2O building. And there's this guy named Brian Neal, who also calls himself the real deal. And I was like, dang it, I'm not creative. I thought I was, but.
Well, I'm like, it came up in the conversation, but that was one of my community questions from the replies that we got from, I think it's The Disciple, if I'm not mistaken. It was basically, how did it come up with the real deal and what inspired it? So The Disciple, we kind of skipped it on the community questions, but that was your question there. But thinking back also, like, what was, you know, you mentioned before in other interviews too that your brother was always watching wrestling, but what caught your attention to it? Like, whether your brother and you just watching it together?
Honestly, I was, like, just forced to, really, because, like, growing up in a small little house, like, I shared a room with my brother majority of the time, so TV privileges were always his. Like, who am I to, like, change the channel? So, like, I was kind of forced to just watch it. Even if I didn't like it, I had to, like, suck it up. So I kind of grew to love it. But it was really the divas. I mean, I did like The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, but the divas. I didn't care who it was. I don't care if it was 2 seconds or 2 minutes, a 30-second promo in the back with Maurice just brushing her hair, whatever it was. Like, those divas killed it. And little old me was like, I want to be that.
Yeah, I felt the same way. For, like, any moment that I could take from there, I was like, oh, they're in TV. Let me just watch them.
I've said this to, like, a coach of mine before, and he looked at me like I was stupid. I was like, look, 10-year-old me, if you would have told me, like, hey, let's watch a Triple H Cena match or Alicia Fox versus Brie Bella, I'm choosing that Alicia Fox and Brie Bella match. Like, I'm sorry. They're girls. I'm a girl. Like, sorry.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I definitely used to do that too.
Hey, do never diss the divas.
Yeah, never. And I always think about it this way, even though it wasn't the best time for the women, you take any time that you could with the ladies to, like, kind of grow that connection between them. And that's what I love about the women's wrestling too. It's like, any kind of little moment that you can grab from that, you would definitely could, especially during those times.
Yes.
But I also wanted to go back to, like, you deciding to be a pro wrestler, because as you mentioned in other interviews too, you mentioned that when we were pretty young. So thinking back, I think about, like, my family as well, because obviously I feel like being a minority, you always tend to have that moment of, like, hesitation with your family. It's like,
yeah,
are you sure you don't want to go to school? Are you sure you don't want to go to college or pursue this? And then I was like, how did your mom, like, your mom, for example, feel once you told her? I was like, no, I'm definitely going for this. I'm determined.
So my mom always knew that me and my brother loved wrestling. And so she sort of just accepted it. Now, does she love that I do it? No, but I will say my mom, surprisingly, has been super supportive, like driving me to wrestling school and sitting in the car for 3 hours just to drive me back home, just to clock into work the next morning. Like she, I remember crying to her at like 12 years old, like, I really want the Divas replica belt. And mom was like, I don't even know how to begin to get that. And like one day she just like eBayed, like got like a plastic old one from eBay. I was like, here you go. Like, I didn't know what else or how else to get you the real one. Like, throughout the year, she's always tried. And like I said, she'd rather me be a doctor, but she's always been supportive. I can say that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you were not a wrestler, then what would you have done instead, though, if you didn't go that route?
Literally, just work a 9 to 5 job and just be miserable, like fast food or something. Because I don't have any, like, other, like, I may be acting, but I don't even know how to get into that, you know? Like, it's always been wrestling. And if I can't wrestle, I'll be a mouthpiece, I'll be a commentator. I always just want to do something in wrestling, even after I
That's nice.
retire.
Yeah, I love that mindset too. I also want to touch a little bit on that part because you also mentioned like you getting bullied for watching wrestling, which is something that it happened to me too, because obviously it's a guy thing and it's fake, you know, so you can't watch it. So did you have any kind of like similar experiences in that type of way of getting in that kind of bullying as well?
All the time, like I'm known in my county as that like wrestling chick. I remember like one time my brother like taking me. I went to this like after school program, and he would take me and be like, "Shut up, do not bring wrestling up, just shut up." And I'm like, "Why? It's so cool." And I had like an AJ Styles shirt. "Don't wear it. Do not wear it. You're gonna like I didn't care because at the end of the day, it's like, are you gonna hit me? Like, because I watch wrestling. Like, no, you're just gonna say words. I personally didn't care looking back at it now, but at the time, I was like, damn. What's wrong with me liking wrestling?
Yeah, and thinking about not only that you mentioned about like liking wrestling, but when you first started, and to put it like that, in wrestling, you were also a valet. So it's like, what did you learn from doing that compared to what you're learning now as a wrestler too?
I think, weirdly enough, like being valet did help me a lot before I even got into the ring, just nerves and getting more, confident out there. Because the first time you walk out in the crowd, it is nerve-wracking. They always say like slow down, and you're like, I am slow, what are you talking about? And once you're in the moment, you're like, oh no, I'm going quick. Like, take that moment, breathe. And being a valet and getting to watch whoever I was valeting in the ring and seeing them put their matches together, listen to the crowd, it definitely was a mini practice for me. Like, I got to learn front and center with them, so it does help you a lot. I do recommend, like, a lot of women, like, did I like it? No. Did I want to be in the ring? Absolutely. But it does help you like get the nerves out. So then when you are ready to get in the ring, you're semi ready. So I'll give valeting, it's not as good as wrestling, but I'll take it.
And another thing that I learned about you that was super interesting, and I definitely had to bring it up, is the part that you were the put it one of the extras in a certain scene with Dominic and Rhea in Valentine's Day. And I definitely, like, once I learned about it, I had to go back and watch. And it's like, oh, I see her now. This is pretty awesome.
Dude, I
She's
was
like,
right next to Dominic and their little table. I was like, don't turn around, don't turn around.
like, how did that come about? Or like, did you get to talk to like Rhea or Dom, or like get some kind of advice from them as well in that aspect?
I think they did, but I don't remember. But how it went about was the day before, they're like, hey, by the way, it's Valentine's Day, just bring a dress. And I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna get used, because at that point I did extra work before, didn't get used. Extra work is cool. You get free food and you're there, like, hey, nothing to complain about. But when they told us we're doing this little Valentine's Day segment, I was like, oh, okay. And then when I was seated right next to Rey Mysterio, the GOAT, and Mommy, oh,
Oof.
I definitely was like, hold it in. But I said hi. Rhea did talk to me, I'll say that, but I don't remember because my mind was like, I'm here.
I'm
You
like,
can't hit me, guys.
I will be mute. I wouldn't be able to say anything if I saw mommy in front of me either, so.
Literally, like, I wish I did remember, but she did talk to me. She did say more than hi. I will say that.
That's funny to think about though. And even then, like, I know that obviously as your time in wrestling, you haven't been wrestling for too long, to put it like that. But to think about the fact that you already had also a W tryout at such little time in your career too, what was that experience like? Because I know obviously people talk about it, but we don't get to see it unless you're a part of it. So it's like, is it as grueling as it is that you think about it? It's like, is it what you expected it to be? Or was it worse, like painfully the next day? I can imagine and everything.
Yeah. So my trial was a bit different than what most people see, like on YouTube or whatever. Like, it was very intimate. It was just a couple indie people. It was 3 days. It definitely was not what I expected. I did expect a little bit more blow up drills, but looking back now, I am like, definitely learned a lot from it. I don't regret what I did, because at the end of the day, like, I got it very early on. There's only so much I could have prepared for it. But at that time, I don't know. Like, without saying too much, it did help me a lot mentally. And I'm going to just leave it at that. Maybe one day I'll go in full details. But going into that tryout and leaving that tryout, I definitely left with a new mindset, a new love for this, a new, like, okay, we got to take this up a notch. So, and clearly I'm doing something, so.
Hey, like I said, it was like, you're just starting out and you think you already got it. And obviously you have more to learn, because obviously we see this as like, you keep growing every time. So dude, I can't even begin to imagine.
I
got that,
I was like, there's no way. I'm not even a year in my career. What?
Yeah, that's just incredible to think about. And just, and thinking about in your position now that you had a little bit more experience and you've been obviously in that trial and everything, what do you have advice for somebody that's thinking about even thinking about getting that trial or even just wrestling altogether?
A tryout wise, you gotta love this. You know, you can do all the blow up drills, train all day, every day, but it's all mentally. Like, you hear all the time, like, wrestling is mentally tough more than physically tough. And I will 1000% attest to that. Like, if you do not love this, like, and I mean love this, like, I eat, sleep, breathe this. I train, I work out. When I get up in the morning, I'm eating a protein packed breakfast to get bigger for wrestling. Like, my mind is always wrestling. And maybe it's a little too much wrestling, but if you don't love this and this goes in and out of the tryout, just this has to be your life to succeed.
That's for sure. Another thing that I wanted to also gather, aside from like the WWE trial, what did you learn being in the indie scene now, especially now that you have a lot of like intergender matches and things like that? How does that experience, you know, compare in your learning experience, to put it like that?
How does intergender wrestling compare?
Yeah.
So intergender wrestling is very different than a regular match. Obviously, you know, the guys can base for a majority of your stuff, whereas you can't be as, me personally, I can't be as flashy with the girls, and maybe that's just on me, who's to say, but intergender wrestling, it's a hit or miss. Some people love it. Some people are, oh, it's not believable, and no, say what they want. At the end of the day, like, I would say we're all wrestlers, but there is a big difference between wrestling a guy and a girl, and Yeah. What was the question?
Well, to put into the main idea of the interview, which is something that I wanted to ask from the beginning, but when it comes to your character, to us, not only from being the confidence and everything that you have, where also did you draw your inspiration from?
Just my life, really. Zeta Steel is a lot of me. It's obviously, they all say, you know, it's your character's you turned up, and I've never dreamed of my character to be a spooky character or anything hokey, you know. I always knew that I just wanted to be a cocky bitch. Just because growing, I don't know if I can curse on you, just because growing up I've always been quiet and to myself, and hey, don't say this, and just be that shy kid that now wrestling I can be what I really want to be. And then some, and really say how I feel, like, oh, what are you looking at? I am better than you. What are you going to do about it? Like, I can, working a 9 to 5 all week and then wrestling on the weekend, I can, all that rage building up, that's me. So there's no really big difference.
Yeah. And another thing that I caught my attention from you as well very recently, it's your run now in MLW. So how has that experience been with the ladies that you have in MLW, and what are your goals within MLW?
Well, I'll say right now, my goal is that featherweight championship. Those ladies, I've worked now with all of them, except for Janai. She's ducking me. Or I don't know if Selena is letting her duck me, but all those ladies, I will say, as much as we hate each other, they have a special place in my heart. You know, I've beaten all the women in MLW. So Janai's next. And my run there right now, you know, I'm still green. I'm still young in my career, but it is, I'll always say this right now, I'm using MLW as practice for TV. So I'll just leave it at that. But I do want that featherweight championship, so.
Yes. Let's get it for this year. I'll be cheering you on, and I know some of my friends are too. I did want to get to the community questions that I have for you here. I have one here from my tag team partner Ed. He said, "Have you enjoyed how have you enjoyed working with the Brats, which is Paris Vanel and Shannon Livangi?"
The Bratz. Ooh. I like to say I'm like the third honorary like member of the Bratz, but I've worked Shannon numerous times. I love wrestling Shannon, but I think I love working with her better because that girl can go. She is so sweet. She is a star. She works hard. Paris, I don't know much about Paris, but she's a bad bitch. So all of us together, like, hey, we run wrestling open. We lose majority of our matches, but hey, you are entertained. Brats for life.
Yes. And the second question he had was, what more can be done to bring women's independent wrestling to TV wrestling companies?
Ooh, I just tweeted this out like a couple of days ago, but I think more time. Like, it's 2024. Normally, you know, most cards, there's like 7 or 8 matches. Maybe there's 2 women's matches if we're lucky. And I think it's BS that those 2 women's matches get the least amount of time. Granted, if there's like a TV star, you might get a little bit more time, but I'm like, give the green girls more time. Like, you want us to progress, you want us to get better. Like, it's only so much we can do in 4 minutes. 5 minutes. So I would say more time equals more progress. So that personally is what I would say could help shed light.
I had one of my good friends, Bobby Petito, who's also a big fan of yours, by the way. Well, I have two Bobbies. They both are big fans of yours. But the first one, Bobby Petito, he said, "Can you ask her if she liked wrestling against Angelina Love?"
Yes, I loved wrestling her. I will say this, Angelina let me do whatever I want in that match. And she was the first one I was kind of like starstruck to wrestle thus far in my career, just because like the beautiful people, like, so you asked me earlier, like, who inspired my character? The beautiful people really did play part of me being Zeta Steel, and wrestling her as my first title defense was a surreal moment. I definitely was like keeping it to myself, trying to be cool, but that girl, that woman, let me do whatever I wanted in that match. She let me hit her with the belt. Like, I didn't want to hurt her face. I really didn't, but she was so cool to work with.
His second question was, do you plan to travel in the UK and Japan in the future?
Yes. I'll leave it at that.
Ooh, there's a hint in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
The two questions are from my friend Bobby Munz, and he does MLW coverage where I not in Body Slam, but in another platform that I work at that I use, help with our local establishment. So he loves watching you. He's definitely one of those people that is always talking about you. So he says, "How do you feel being a major player in the rising women's division on MLW?"
I feel like, again, I grew up watching MLW, you know, whether it was MJF as a top star or Swerve. Like, I remember Richard Holiday turning on Alex Hammerstone. Now I'm in a group with Richard Holiday. Like, it's so crazy how, you know, it works. And as well as early on in my career that I get to be part of. And the featherweight division is still fairly like new. You know, there's only ever been 3 women that have held the belt. soon four, but no, it feels great to be in the forefront.
And the next question he had was, what other independent talents will intrigue her to feud either in MLW?
Noof. Bring her.
Ooh.
Court, MSL, I want to wrestle Noof.
Ooh, she's bringing the challenges already.
Dude,
in here.
I've been calling her out and it hasn't happened yet. I'm like, come on. I don't know if she's ducking me or I don't know if like people are just cheap. Someone needs to make it happen.
I don't know. Well, I'll clip it and tag her. Hopefully we'll get an answer.
Please
for her.
Do. Yeah.
Let's see. Hopefully we'll make that happen in this year somehow. But no, before we wrap up, I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this with you. And second of all, what else do you have coming up that you would like for the people to get to know from you and any of your socials you want to plug as well?
So this month I am taking a little break ski wrestling. It is Ramadan, March. So happy Ramadan to my fellow Arabs, Muslims. But April, Mania week, I got a couple matches, championship matches in that month. May, I have MLW. Hopefully I get my title match soon. And then I may or may not have a tour or something coming up this summer, but well, I don't know. You just follow me on social media and I'll post where I'm gonna be at.
Yeah, where can the people find your social media? I have to
go that way. Everything is just Zeta Steel. Twitter or X, Instagram, TikTok. Just no Facebook. Do not message me on Facebook, please.
Facebook is like a grandpa thing at this point. It's okay. Yeah. No, thank you for taking time out of your day to do this with me. Really fun to chat with you, and hopefully we get some answers from all your questions you have from MLW to NIMH. So we'll see how that goes.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you everybody for watching this episode of Astrid Ass and Body Slam. Have a nice day.